Thank you and good morning, and a happy Thanksgiving. The holiday spirit is in the air as people travel to visit their friends and family, and there will be plenty of options when it comes to deciding which Thanksgiving events you want to go to in the county. Starting at 10 o'clock this morning, the 20th annual Blessing of the Fleet will be held at the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse, where there will be the traditional native blessing of local fishermen, followed by another blessing from Pastor Wallace Anderson from the Church of the Joyful Healer. The annual Thanksgiving Day Walk will be held at the Arcata Marsh at 10 o'clock this morning as well, and residents will meet at the porch of the Marsh Interpretive Center, a reminder for Arcata residents that the annual community Thanksgiving dinner has been canceled. Eureka residents can also attend the Turkey Trot, a 5K walk that will start at the Old Town Gazebo on 2nd and F Streets, which will begin at 9 a.m. Rio del City officials announced that a public workshop will be held in December to discuss future changes to the legal status of marijuana and everything it will entail. The workshop will be led by Rio del Councilwoman Deborah Garnes, and 6 guest speakers will be in attendance. Garnes said the following statement, "I am trying to make Rio del a part of the conversation on legalization, and this community needs to be ahead of the curve." The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified the pedestrian who was killed in a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision north of Gentoli Lane Sunday night. 43-year-old Cassandra Rogers succumbed to injuries after being struck by a vehicle driven by 80-year-old Dorvin Phillips on Highway 101. Phillips was headed northbound in heavy fog and could not see Rogers, who was standing in the roadway, and Phillips did not have enough time to take evasive action. At this time, drugs and alcohol are not considered as factors in the crash. Tuesday afternoon, a jury found 25-year-old Michael Wayne Ayer guilty for receiving stolen property as well as illegal drug possession. Ayers was involved in 2 separate incidents this past June. The first incident involved Eureka police contacting Ayers outside of his car in a parking lot of a closed business, where he was found to be in possession of methamphetamine as well as heroin. A week later, Ayers was found to be in possession of stolen property after robbing a Eureka residence. The case was prosecuted by Deputy District Attorney Whitney Barnes. The California Highway Patrol are investigating a single vehicle crash that occurred on the Avenue of Giants near Myers Flat Tuesday morning. The driver suffered major injuries after the vehicle fell 10 feet off the roadway. He was then transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. Details surrounding the crash remain scarce at this time. Officers with the Arcata Police Department responded to an assault victim at the corner of 9th and G Street Wednesday night. The victim was contacted close to midnight near Hotel Arcata on the plaza. Medical crews responded on scene to transport the victim to the hospital for treatment, and details surrounding the assault remain scarce at this time. No suspects have been identified. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Public Works Director for Fortuna, Merritt Perry, joined Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario on Talk Shop, and one thing that was mentioned was a future project that will take place at the intersection of 12th Street and Newburgh Road, as well as Densmore and Riverwalk Drives. The city recently received a community services grant, which will be used to conduct a study and examination of how to improve those intersections.
So we recently applied for a Sustainable Communities grant, and the city was received a grant for $200,000 to look at fixing all of those things in one big project. And we just put out a request for a proposal, interviewed consultants, and selected a consultant last week, and we're working on putting the finishing touches on the contract now.
Perry also detailed some of the issues when it comes to driving towards 12th Street in Newburgh, as well as Densmore and Riverwalk.
You know, a lot of people come from Newburgh, coming from Fortuna Boulevard, and they want to make a left, and you're towards the highway to get on the highway, and you're looking the opposite direction. And so we've had some accidents there. And then the other side that you talked about, where you have Riverwalk coming together with Densmore Drive and the 12th Street overcrossing, you have a stop sign right next to a stop sign. And, you know, fortunately, drivers in Fortuna are pretty courteous. People are used to it, and they wait, and they let you in. Otherwise, you could sit there trying to get off Densmore Drive onto the highway for a long time.
The lack of dedicated trails for cyclists and pedestrians in those areas are also an issue Perry thinks needs to be addressed. And that's the news on this Thanksgiving morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.